Dear Director General Graziano da Silva, Excellencies, colleagues, friends, it gives me a great pleasure to stand before you today to reinforce the excellent partnership between the African, Caribbean, and Pacific Group of States, the Food and Agriculture Organization, and the European Union. The 45 million euro program we are launching today on the sustainable management of bushmeat shows our shared commitment to safeguarding the outstanding biodiversity of African, Caribbean, and Pacific countries, while ensuring food security for many millions of people. This is the first time we have tackled these two issues, conservation and food security, hand in hand. Before the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, economic growth was sometimes seen as the enemy of biodiversity and environmental preservation. But the 2030 Agenda recognized the interlinkages between all aspects of sustainable development, social, economic, and environmental. We know that healthy economies depend on healthy ecosystems, and vice versa. For example, forests are vital to both the environmental and economic well-being of many African, Caribbean, and Pacific countries. They maintain soil and water, provide timber and firewood, and are an important source of bushmeat. Bushmeat remains the main source of protein for tens of millions of forest people. However, overhunting for urban consumption is already threatening many animal species. These pressures are expected to increase in line with a considerable demographic growth that many African, Caribbean, and Pacific countries are experiencing. If nothing is done to address the growing bushmeat emergency, it will soon become a very real threat to the food security of many indigenous people, therefore. Our Sustainable Wildlife Management Program will put forward a new comprehensive approach, which includes combining legal and institutional reform, better managing bushmeat in forests, producing alternative proteins, and reducing the demand in cities. It will be tested in 8 sites spanning 12 countries, with a view to replicating the successful outcomes across all relevant African, Caribbean, and Pacific countries. I would therefore like to acknowledge the commitment of the ACP Group of States and the FAO and its partners, in particular in bringing together the Wildlife Conservation Society, the Center for International Forestry Research, and the International Center for Agriculture Research and Development. I'm confident that this consortium will be a game changer in addressing this complex yet crucial challenge. I also trust that the spirit of close cooperation we experienced during the preparation phase will continue into the implementation phase, in no small part thanks to the strong team of people you have put in place. This kind of collective effort and comprehensive approach is essential for meeting our dual aims of protecting the biodiversity of forests and savannas while ensuring the food security of some of the most vulnerable and politically marginalized people on the planet. It demonstrates the commitment of the European Union, together with our international partners, to ensure sustainable development in all its dimensions and to honor our global pledge to leave no one behind. So thank you very much, and I look forward to successful implementation of our today launch program.